And now, more You Talk Now.
I'm Steve. You have found You Talk, and we're glad you're here. We're excited about the conversation today. One of our interns for this semester, who is behind the scenes and on the scenes, in the scene, because she does a lot of work that you guys are already experiencing. So welcome. It's great to see you.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here.
It's great to see you. Hey, let's jump right into it. You are an intern with You Talk, and you're doing a lot of cool stuff, a lot of fun things, and stuff that everybody is seeing. I am, you know, I'm just super glad for what you're doing, because you have created some very cool thing. You're like, you and Ben are like creative geniuses, you know, and I like that. I thrive on that when I get around to. Okay, so where are you from, and what school are you attending?
So I'm from Sonoma County, which is Northern California, and I'm currently in Orange. I have an apartment here, but I go to Biola University, but we are, of course, online. So I always joke that I'm at Zoom University. So
I love it. That's great. What's your major?
Cinema and media arts, and my concentration is entertainment producing. Yeah.
Very nice. How do you like going to Zoom University?
It's interesting, that's for sure. No, the teachers are actually doing a wonderful job. We have breakout rooms, and they're really allowing us to still collaborate with other classmates, even during a time where we can't be in person.
Very cool.
Job at it. It's really impressive, actually.
So you've got some sort of community.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah, and they like to kind of switch up the breakout rooms, too, so you get different people each time, and you can meet even
nice.
More.
Yeah. Oh, nice. No, that's great, because that's, to me, that it seems like that is the big thing that's missing with having to do online classes. You know, obviously the personal interaction with the teacher, but also just that community of being around other people and, you know, encouraging each other and kind of feeding off each other and sharing, you know, and brainstorming and things like that. What are you passionate about?
Anything that combines my creativity and a sort of organization. So I love film, though. That's kind of my specialization, I guess you could say.
You know, I love creating, and I'm very creative, but I'm always, and you know this already, I'm not always the best organized guy, because I'm always moving so fast, and I've got this idea, that guy idea, but anyway, that's very cool. What are some of the projects that you've been involved in the past? I'm going to let you talk about them, because I know they were very impressive to me and to Katie Ann when she saw your resume as well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I would say the two biggest ones are I did a musical my freshman year, and then this kind of before the pandemic hit, I did another short film, and it was about a time traveler. So those are my projects. I've also done some other work where I've been more of a behind the scenes person again on a set, creation of a set. But for the most part, it's been directing and producing short films.
See, I was going to say with the first one you did, about Love, the musical, and you wrote it, produced it, and directed it. Am I correct?
So I have a friend, and the two of us actually, we created the storyline. We had someone else, but we came up with the whole concept and then had a writer kind of critique our whole storyline. So, but come up with the concept. So, yes, in a way.
So you grabbed the concept, you and your friend, and then you directed this one, did you not?
Yeah, the two of us directed it together and produced it together as well.
Wow. What is that like to direct something? And is it hard to do it with another person?
I think actually because it was I don't have a ton of background. Well, I didn't going into school, a ton of background in film. So it helped me a little bit feel a little more confident and be a little less scared, I guess, going into everything. But yeah, it's a big thing, but it's really exciting, and you get to see kind of your artwork come alive on a camera, and it's just the coolest thing ever. And we had a great crew that was really supportive, and we wanted their input, so they were really good at giving us suggestions too and helping us. And it was really a collaborative effort that brought the film together, so it was wonderful.
So give us a synopsis of the film. This is a short film. Give the audience just that brief synopsis, kind of that compelling nugget that would say, oh, I got to see this film.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to give a little bit of the background too of how the concept kind of came about. This was, I started college in 2018 and La La Land had come out. And it quickly became my favorite film. I also, growing up, I loved High School Musical. So my friend and I create a musical, and we decided to make one. It was a little bold of us to do, I guess our freshman year, but we decided to do it anyways and just take a chance. And our storyline's pretty much two college students, and they go and they have to get to know one another. They have to sit on this theater production, and both of them, they kind of dislike each other in the start, and they have to learn how to put that aside and, you know, get their parts done, and and they nail the performance, and that's all I'm going to give away, but yeah.
It's a great film. It really is. I'm not saying that because you're here, but it interested me. Being a musician and a performer, it was very well done. The time travel is an interesting concept. Again, same kind of thing. How did this come about? Synopsis, you know, you don't want to give away too much, you know, spoiler alerts and all that stuff. So,
yeah, so that actually was supposed to be, I wasn't even on that project at first. That was fully made through a connection of mine. I got to know she's a really good friend of mine now, and we had just started becoming friends and getting to know each other because we had a lot of classes together. And told me about this project that her and another friend were working on, and they decided to bring me on, and that's how that came about.
Oh, fun. And what's the synopsis, kind of the nuggets out of time travel?
Yeah, so it's pretty much about a time traveler, and he has this watch. It's actually the one I have on right now. We use this in it. And he has to pretty much figure out how to make his correct his mistakes that he's made in the past.
Interesting. You know, that's a concept that I think a lot of people entertain. You know, obviously you can't really do that, but you think sometimes, if I could only go back, you know, it's, you can't undo the past. It's like, once you know something, you can't unknow it. Once you do something, you can't undo it, but you can make changes. But that whole concept of being able to go back in time, like Back to the Future.
Yes.
You know, and I remember so distinctly, that's such a great movie. And, you know, there's certain things you can't do because it could affect the future kind of thing. Oh, that's great. Is this something you want to continue to pursue? Short films and writing, directing, that kind of thing? No acting, though. You haven't mentioned that.
Yeah, I have done that as well. I did that kind of in high school, actually, at the end of my high school career. I did a Netflix show, a CW show, and that was wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah, I was a background actress on a couple different shows, and it was wonderful. But once I got into college, I wanted to pursue the behind-the-scenes things that I could maybe make into a career that were more behind the scenes.
Sure. Now, how did you get started doing this? I mean, it's because you are part of the Cinema Media Arts Department at Biola, and I'm assuming you didn't just wake up one morning and go, oh, hey, I think I'm going to, you know, produce some films, direct them, get some friends together, you know, be an extra at Netflix and CW, that kind of stuff. Did it start when you were much younger, or is it a more recent thing?
I think when I was younger, I always had an iPod and was going around recording things and making little videos of my own. I got really interested in movie in high school, but it wasn't too techy or too exciting. You know, it wasn't something that I thought I could ever turn into a career until junior year in high school. And I booked the opportunity to be a background actress on a show called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And when I was on set, I actually got, instead of being like in the background, we actually got to be a couple girls and I, and we got to learn a dance and perform the dance in the episode.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I just remember that changed everything for me. I remember not being able to leave set, and I was just so sad when we wrapped that night, and I just wanted to keep doing it. So that's when I knew that this was a little more than just a hobby. It was something that I want to pursue and maybe even turn into a career, which is what I'm going for now. So,
oh, that's awesome. Well, and it's anybody that's had that experience, I think it's like one experience isn't enough. You know, you kind of get bit by that acting bug. I've had the privilege of being an extra in three different films.
Oh, wow.
And I really want to do it some more, you know. How does somebody that's catching this conversation right now, okay, how do they get started? I mean, I know you're young in it, but just from your perspective, your experience, how do they get it started in it?
Yeah, of course. I think my biggest advice would be something that I learned in film school, and it's make connections. get to meet people, get to learn what they do, and remember people's names, because that sticks out.
Okay.
That's something that they're going to, you know, be surprised if you remember their name down the road. And I would say making connections. That's how I started working in the short films that I've done. I met these people and we became really close, and then we decided to make a project together.
Okay, Callie, is there a secret to remembering somebody's name?
Oh, you know what? I've heard people have different techniques. What I normally do is as soon as I learn someone's name, I say it over in my head multiple times.
Okay, sure.
Closest I've come to a technique. I don't know if you want to count that, but I just say it like 10 times in my head and then, yeah, go from there.
No, I do something similar because, you know, I heard, I don't know who, where, when it happened, but I heard somebody say, hey, say their name over again, and I'll do it out loud. I mean, not 10 times out loud, you know, because that's a little obnoxious, but just say, hey, Kylie, what about this? Because in it, you know, and I've heard all kinds of crazy things. Anyway, how did you get connected with UTalk?
So I actually, our Biola University's internship, he's the head of the internships at Biola. I asked him if he had any available spots for internship, and he said, yes, I know of a couple. Sent UTalk is one of the options, and I looked into UTalk, looked at the website, and it just sounded right up my alley. It sounded like what I wanted to pursue and talk about and really get involved in and help to somehow contribute to.
So what are you contributing to? I mean, I know, but I think those that are catching this conversation, what are you doing at UTalk, with UTalk? How are you using your skill set? Because, I mean, we are totally blessed. I mean, it's just amazing the stuff you're doing, you know. But before I steal the thunder, tell us, what are you doing and you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, as much as I love film and producing, directing, things like that, I also love social media. That's probably my latest thing that I'm hoping to pursue in my career. So I knew I wanted my next internship to be involved with social media, and this seemed like the perfect opportunity, as I love what UTalk does, but I also saw the chance to work in social media and get my foot in the door. And so with UTalk, I'm working on graphic designs. I'm working on managing the social media a bit and posting teasers and posters for everyone that's coming on. And I'm also uploading podcasts and shows that are recorded. So those are going onto the website and also on the Twitter account and the Instagram account.
Which is at UTalk Radio, for those of you that want to follow all this and see. If you haven't been able to check out Kylie's work, you need to, because there's some very cool stuff. You're doing some polls, which I really like. The graphics are cool. There's some out-of-the-box thinking, which I really like. The teasers, I mean, it's just, you're doing a great job, and we appreciate it very, very much. So are you going to just, at this point, continue what you're doing with UTalk then, and maybe expand it a little? And
Yes, that's what I'm hoping to, because I'm loving the tasks that I'm doing already. I think they're very fun. Again, they let me channel my creativity, but also with the posters especially, I can kind of organize them, which is something that I love to do. So I can both things, organization and creativity. So yeah, but new things too that are coming to UTalk, I'm working a little bit with those as well, which is even more exciting too, because I can't wait to release those and see what else we can do with everything that we're already.
Absolutely. No, it's great. And it's been fun to just see things evolve and develop and build on one another and people responding to the polls. And again, if you're joining this conversation, join us on social with what Kylie's doing. She has got some very cool things, and it's fun to see people's response. Send us a note, send her a note, let us know. Even suggestions, hey, you guys ought to talk about this, or you ought to focus on this, because let's face it, social media is huge. It's a great way to connect with people, and we're hoping to expand that base. And by the way, if you're not following us, follow us, you know, because there's just a lot of great stuff happening. We're all about, at UTalk, kind of an underlying thing. I mean, first of all, UTalk is all about you, our audience, talking to us. But there's another thing that we're really big on, and that is changing the world, making a difference. We often use the phrase, are you mad? No, not crazy, but are you making a difference? Things are crazy right now. They're very, very crazy. We live in an uncertain time. I don't think we have to be fearful. I don't think we have to go hide someplace or stop living. It's very difficult during COVID. It's hard to have the community. And in fact, typically with interns, we're meeting face-to-face and having that kind of community and working together on things. You know, you and Ben have been super just through the challenges of Zoom. And we've all been talking to, hey, we want to, I should say the challenges of distance working, because we have been, I got ahead of myself, we have been talking about doing a Google chat or a Zoom conversation just to have some community and brainstorm together and work on some things together. But thinking about making a difference, thinking about changing the world, because the world needs to be changed in a positive way, what's one thing that you can think of that we can all do? I mean, there's a plethora of things. There's a myriad of things that need to be done. But what's one thing that each of us could do to change the world, to make it just a little bit better?
Of course, I think something that I've really been focusing on right now and trying to discipline myself with is listening. I think that's something that I've found myself not doing as well as I should be. And so that's why I've been working on it. And I mean, I think it's such an important thing right now, especially when, like you said, things are uncertain. We don't know where things are going to go. Listening to other people's opinions, what they have to say, and actually showing that you're putting the attention into them is just critical. You know, having conversations like on UTalk is just so important right now, especially.
It really is. And it's interesting because it's kind of a resounding theme. I've heard a number of our guests. That's one of the things that they encourage. Now, what is the difference, in your opinion, between listening and hearing? Because they are different.
Yes. I guess you could say hearing is almost not listening to the other side, or only focusing on maybe one opinion, whereas listening, you're wanting to learn more, you're wanting to get knowledge on both sides, you're wanting to expand the knowledge that you do have. And so I think listening is more of a two-way street, where hearing is a sort of one-way street.
Okay, excellent. Good word. And I like what you said, is listening, we can learn. And it seems to me, as I'm watching media, and I'm a media junkie and a news junkie, and I like to stay in touch with things, and I'm a very people-oriented person, so the distancing is hard for me, but I'm also a learner. I'm constantly learning, and I remember my very first drum teacher when I was a senior in high school said, "Steve, learn something from every drummer you hear." And that really stuck with me, but I expanded, said, I want to learn from everybody, every place I travel, everybody I meet. I want to learn something, and I think that's huge. When we talk about and think about some of the issues in our culture, the tension, you know, the racial tension, the political tension, and of course now economic tension, because people are losing their jobs, their homes, it's very, very difficult. So by learning from others, we can also help them.
Definitely. I 110% agree. I think having that two-way street is so critical, especially like you said, with the tension right now. And Even without it, I think it's just so important to be learning. I don't think you can ever not have more, you know, have more information to learn. I don't think you can ever stop, always be learning in a sense. And
no, I agree. I mean, I'm with you too, 110% on that, because I think there's just so much to learn, and we can learn from each other. You know, one of the things I love about of having interns like you and Ben. I mean, just the give and take and being able to learn from you. I've learned from you and I've learned from Ben. And of course, when our first conversations, we talked about that. We hope that it's a mutual thing. And there's so much to learn. You know, it's and I've had the great privilege of traveling to a whole bunch of other countries. And it's just been so rich learning about culture and food, of course, and music. And the arts, and I mean, there's, you know, it's. I'm disappointed I haven't been able to travel lately like I used to, and I'm looking forward to that happening again because it's just such a rich experience. Thank you, listening. I mean, I think a lot of the tension would dissipate if we would just listen. Both sides listening. I think, unfortunately, there are people today who they want to be heard and they want somebody to listen to them, but they're not really terribly interested in listening to somebody else. And it is a two-way street. And if we could just all grasp that and say, hey, I'm going to turn this around. And I think there's a kindness that comes with listening, you know, that we have something that I want to continue to develop at UTalk that we call hashtag goodbye and the number two with the word mean, because people are so, so mean, you know. We just had ridiculous wins the last few days where I live. And there's people going on social media on this page we have for our community and, you know, shame on you, you know, how dare you put your trash cans out and let them blow. I mean, lady, do you really think somebody, it's really windy. I think I'm going to put my trash cans out so I can let the trash blow. I mean, come on. You know, it's like, get over it. Get over yourself. And so listening, that's such a rich thing. We need to talk more about that on UTalk. That is really good stuff. Now, how can people stay in touch with you? Or, I mean, obviously, they can see what you're doing in one dimension with UTalk, if you just look at the social, because you're the one doing the social and developing some very cool things. So that's one way. I mean, check it, you know, follow UTalk and you can see Kylie's work. Are there any other ways where people can follow you on social or reach out to you? I mean, they actually could do, I suppose, through UTalk, but anything else that you want to share?
Yeah, I do have a Twitter and an Instagram, and I'm pretty active on those. My Instagram just became public, so
cool.
But so those are probably the best ways to stay up to date with me. I'm normally on UTalk's Twitter more than my Twitter, but Instagram is the best outlet. So,
okay. Your Honor, so what is your handle then?
Yes, so it's at Kylie Filoni. KYLEEFALONI.
Kylie Filoni, at Kylie Filoni. So, and those of you that are checking the conversation, do it. I mean, follow her, get to know her, see the stuff that she's doing on UTalk. Anything else that you would like to just let people know as we begin to draw our conversation to a close? But anything else that is on your heart that you say, hey, I'd like people to know this, whether it's related to UTalk or just in general?
Yeah, of course. I'll say one that's related to UTalk and one that's not related to UTalk.
All right.
Going back to the concept of listening and kindness, I think those are so important right now. And I'm so glad that we had a conversation about that and that we're kind of getting that word out there, because I think it's such a critical thing to have involved in our everyday lives right now, and I think everyone needs it, no matter where they stand and what's going on right now. I think it's very important to have. Yeah. And then regards more specifically to UTalk, hopefully everyone's excited for the upcoming content and everything that's coming up and that's in store. I think it's gonna be really exciting and you're gonna love it.
Kylie, great stuff. Kylie Filoni, our guest tonight on UTalk. She is one of our interns, and we appreciate you very much. It's great to see you. Look forward to talking to you and working with you some more in the next few days and weeks. And thank you, Kylie. And thank you for those of you that joined us today on the show. Hope you found it helpful and interesting. And remember, follow us at UTalk Radio. We'll see you next time, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
This is UTalk Radio.